Katie's here. Do you have anything to add in any field or verbality, Katie?
Well, I listened to the talk that you did with Love Job on Crowley.
Oh, yeah, on Crowley. Yeah, it's pronounced Crowley,
yeah.
They say.
Is there any real magic that he was doing?
Well, he did channel his new wife in 1904. They were in Cairo. He wasn't interested in that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, they were visiting some antiquities and artifacts. And all of a sudden, his normal, secular new wife started channeling this weird stuff. And
the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dome.
Well, that's what he had left. You know, he tried to take it over 1898 and 1899, and then he was on his own by 1904. So he formed the new thing, the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. That's Yeats and the people he left. When we did the cosmic awareness development classes in 1969, we were told that we were undoing the after image of hierarchy that the Order of the Golden Dawn was setting up. So even Cosmic Awareness wanted to undo the priesthood that they were trying to create under the guise of a new age or the Aquarian age.
Yeah, but because he was a pansexual, they could never work it out.
Right, he was a pansexual, and he was ambitious. He's like a Kigi. Kigi is really possessed by Crowley in a lot of ways. And I don't know if Kigi has read Crowley, but Kigi tries to take over whatever organization he enters. Well, that's what Crowley did. As a young guy, they knew he had some kind of magical ability. They brought him in, and he quickly got so aggressive in taking it over and probably being hypocritical or whatever that they kicked him out. And then he went on his own, and he created a new group. What was the name of his group?
Sergeant Pepper and the Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Ah, yes, yes, that's Sergeant Pepper. Okay, since Ian is here.
Are we here?
Yes, you are here.
Oh, I'd like to welcome everybody to this wonderful performance. This is recorded before a live recorded audience.
I got a note from Akito. He will not show up ever again until he finds the oolong tea. He knows it's very important.
Okay.
He knows he's all screwed up till he finds it.
Yes.
And he ain't coming on anymore until he finds it. You better help find it. Or do you want to end up like Sheila, still looking for nothing forever?
Yeah.
Hi, Ion. How's your mama and them?
Oh, see, there's 310. I had to mute you, 310. You put your thing up. Everybody fucking monitor themselves properly.
We got out of the thing.
You're on the goddamn phone. You don't fucking listen to this stupid fucking radio at the same time. Or you're going to ever get a question in. Okay, back to you, Deb.
Yeah.
The Divine Comedy Duo, Dr. Dean and Bob. Ed's got it all wrong. He thinks it's Bob and Ion. I tell you, the real funny stuff happens here in Maui. Okay,
hey.
Back to you, Deb. Yeah.
Hey, Deb.
Last week, speechless manifestation was brought up. I looked up manifestation and creations. Manifestation was, I believe, embracing an idea or concept or such, and creation was bringing it into existence. So you said that this is the next leading edge of creation. Can you go into that more?
Here's where it gets sloppy. You bring a topic up, we start blaring, just falls to the wall, everything a rabbit can do to a stump, and y'all get about the third or fourth or sixth word, and then it stops. And we go on and on and on and on. And chairs, and dogs and cats end up laying together and all these terrible things. Sort of like now what's happening. So I guess to clear it up, to make it more meaningful, you'll look up meaningful and apply that to this conversation. We would like our words to be of value to the nomenclature. Therefore, if you would please direct us a little, corner us in, find us so that you may get exactly the conversation that you're hoping to achieve and keep it in a parameter that might be more meaningful for your future, next, last, gonna be experience.
The interpretation of that, Deb, is ask a question.
Oh, okay. Is speechless manifestation, does that have to do with thought? Is thought part of speech?
No, thought is not. No. The only reason thought would come in that conversation at all is if you're wondering if it's a good choice or not. Thesis manifestation would be breathing, almost autonomic. But if you're wondering if it's a good thing to breathe or not, then thought would be involved. All bad things come from a thinking thought thing.
Obviously, it comes from a place of knowing. So we've been working on our words. We've been, you know, monitoring the words, learning about creation using our words. You said the next step is speechless manifestation. Will you please define what that is?
The most valuable session that was with us ever so far was with Margarita. The very best one, and it was 30 whole minutes of interaction with not a word spoke.
So it's that interaction without actually speaking with you. It's what I feel when I'm in that connected state.
Girl, it'll put the act back in Cadillac. It'll put the act back in Cadillac.
Co-creation, then, would be a part of that.
Well, darling, we are your non-physical. And that's why we have the most fun ever with those who want to go to task with us. It's hysterical. It's just beyond jovial bliss for us. Because it's like, okay, I'm going to get myself worked out and go figure out that I'm not for myself. And so myself is going to have to answer for myself. So myself is going to have to know what myself knew that itself was a self. So that myself can know that I didn't know that was myself. So that myself can get know that this non-self is a non-self of a physical nonness of me. So this physical nonness that was me was a non-self of myself that was a self. So it's a self-reliant world in a non-self, selfing knowing of a self. So a self-awareness then in a cosmically aware environment would have to preclude the knowing that a selfless self would have to know the self. To thine own self be true, I guess, to coin a phrase, but the self is not so selfless now, is it? You're trying to come to a place where you embrace your own place of power, because that's all we're about. It's all we've ever been about.
Exactly.
Never been more. Now, we play and play and play and play, and y'all need to know if you're playing with magic. You know the story. Embrace
mm-hmm.
it, but you can't unknow.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying
right.
is you can't unknow. Try it. Try unknow. It just doesn't work. It won't work. You can't unknow. And see, you don't even have to think about whether you know or not, because you can't think about what you don't know that you don't know that you didn't know that you didn't know that you don't know. Because if you didn't know you don't know it, you can't know that you didn't know it. Because you can't know you didn't know it if you didn't know it. But once you do know it, you can't unknow it, because if you unknow it, then you never knew it. So if the knew to know, oh, Lord, this is worse than the is and the artists. So at the end of the day, all the speculation and pandering is embrace your place of power. And if that's working good, continue. If it's not working good, adjust it. If the radio's too loud and the Victrola's winding down, crank the Victrola up and adjust the hood so that the speaker is to your liking.
Is ascension a constant state of descend, like the contrast? You know, we descend to our less than place of being, then we line up, we realign. We reset and we ascend once more, but only this time, you know, it's more prolific, it's richer, and that distance between me and me is smaller and smaller.
Those are nice words, and right on, because, but here's the caveat that you're looking for. You couldn't appreciate cool until you got hot. You didn't know what cold was until you got hot. You don't know what hot is until you're really, really, really cold. It's the bias that you get to choose. It's the bias that you use to choose. And that's all, because we can just say, zap, you're ascended. Okay, done. Next. Let's go to the beach. All done. Let's go. Next. And we certainly can. And many are the case. That is the case. And they're changing the world. But we have to be very careful and very quiet so you don't start up a run on the bank, as it were. Oh, wait, that may have already occurred. Oh, be careful. It may have. Yeah, it probably has occurred. Yeah. Yeah, probably sort of. Yeah, maybe. Sort of, kind of. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But keep that on the down low, like J-Lo, because you know that you can't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're right too often, then you're abominably wrong.
I'm just thinking that this process, this is the tactility. I mean, this is what we choose to, you know, experience in the process of becoming God, like in every form, every existence.
No, specifically, if you had a contract for resources that came out of the ground and that resource is paying you money checks, what you do with those money checks is up to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Good. And those are delicious, are they not?
Oh, gosh, yes. Thank you.
Okay, good. Good. No problem.
Hey, Deb, what were you saying about coming back a second time? Coming back again? Are you talking about yourself or, oh, ascending again?
To me, it's like this place of sort of like this descension with this contrast, and you're over here on this one side, and then you balance to the other. It's where you just fuse and you connect again with your non-physical. You realign, reset, and maybe ascend.
Everybody's been trying to achieve the resurrection, but indeed what you're trying to achieve is the re-ascension.
Yes. And so it would be a continuous process of that unless we just wanted or chose the goff, continual bliss. But every time we do this and we realign, it's a richer, more fertile place that we're in. Would you say?
Well, potentially, we would say yes, potentially. But it doesn't have to be that way. What do you want to do when you grow up?
What do I want to do when I grow up? A lot of things.
Do tell.
Buy cars, sell cars, have fun, travel, live, love, be in joy, build my kingdom.
Yay, that's fun.
That sounds very Republican, Deb.
in a diametric sort of way. How very Republican of you. Are you of the Republic? No, I'm of the continent.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb, are you? So you're saying that you will ascend for a while, then you'll descend, and then the third time you ascend, it'll be even richer.
No, I wasn't timing it. I think it's an ongoing process, this contrast, this, for me, this realignment, then this, you know, reset.
What Bob is fussing about here is that it seems to be a glib experience of how you can't get there. And that's the point.
Oh, no,
like,
that's not what I'm saying.
We understand, but it comes across as this is my excuse that I use for not being there. That's what he's trying to goad you into. But always becoming is always a bridesmaid, but never a bride, is what he's trying to convey. It's like Delta. They want to get you there, but where?
There, and then what?
Exactly. So if it's a constant place of becoming, very difficult to get there if you're always coming. You're never going if you're always coming.
So what is one doing then in ascension?
They're being.
Being is just necessary to handle the white-knuckled part of that experience.
And you choose that white-knuckled dumb. Okay? So now we're having a very different conversation. Now we're talking about how you apply this new magic that you've engaged. That's why Dark Horse becomes very key, honey. Dark Horse becomes almost the moniker of the day. I mean, don't think it was anything maniacal for why we were putting you all on that. That's just kind of like Yo Gotti. We just like Yo Gotti. Cold Blood and the nigga. That's just good music. You know, you can't fight that. But anyway, beyond that, the Dark Horse was, just consider what you're ascending to. If it's important enough to ascend, know what it is. Know what you're screwing with. Don't stick your hand in a light socket unless you know there's no power to it. Unless you know that you know. And if you know, then you can unknow and everything's all right. But if you do it and you don't know and you get you to the last dumb, that's what happens. Oops, there it is. Or as we say, bang goes the dynamite.
There's several unmuted. You can speak now. Deb's done her wad.
And mittens, I mean, no, we have to ask about mittens now. It's just, he's okay, right?
Yes, of course, and we enjoyed coitus with you, darling, always.
That sounded like a great book title, Bang Goes Dynamite.
Bang Goes the Dynamite. You have to say it right. You have to learn to talk right. It's Dynamite.
The Dynamite. The Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah, yeah. It's served fresh with vitamin to Benjamin.
Ion, the hydroxide, hydrate, and ion, negatively charged, that I read about on the internet. How is that molecule different from the H3O that is a byproduct of cold fusion?
Oh, it's not deuterium. Not a heavy water.
I reviewed that last night with Ion, and it's a case of people hearing our show, trying to maintain diplomatic autonomy, or they could have their dream come true, and then they make trillions of dollars, and therefore they work with little understanding of what we're talking about and no access to it, so it's a bunch of garble. And Reverend Eagle sent me that stuff, and he wanted to comment. Well, Greg, you sparked the comment. And we are disgusted with Mr. Pollack and Jeff Harvey, these people. Is that who you're talking about, Greg?
I didn't particularly reference anything that they said about the hydroxide, hydrate, anion. It's their best describing H3O2 on the internet.
Okay. Take what they're describing and put it in sodium sulfite. By God, and see what happens. There's your difference.
Okay, they put sodium sulfite in with the hydroxide, hydrate, anion and see what happens as compared to the byproduct of cold fusion. Is that the comparison you're making, Ion?
You said, that, is there a difference? We say apply sodium sulfite and you'll see the difference.
The result will be a visual effect. I'm guessing it will.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Here's the difference. What they're talking about is gibberish of nothingness, okay? It's not an extra hydrogen, so it's not any of that. It's not that. Then if you take Na2SO3, which is sodium sulfite, a soluble sodium salt of sulfuric acid, then when you apply it to real H3O2, it nullifies any effect of the sulfite because a negative pH eats the acid. It actually stabilizes it.
Buffering it as compared to buffering it.
Compared to buffering it as in changing the density of water for a boiler treatment or to an enhancement of a water processing aspect. Now, we've got to be real careful here because see, we're bad and just pour it all out there. And Bob will go to screaming and yelling and hollering and taking on and putting us on mute. And then we say, that's the answer to life and that kind of stuff. It's terrible. But you got to see, there's a new world coming about the changing. You don't know the difference between acids and alkalines. Bob hit mute when we go too far. You don't know how far it's going to go. You don't know how you change an acid and alkaline for what pH is. Everybody's listening to what we got to say about pH, but bless God, ain't none of you tried none of it. Let me tell you something here. Because you start changing the way acids apply in the economy of a world, of a genre, it changes everything. So this little hoodoo, goobly-goo stuff they're talking about, it might as well have a cap now at it, be about as significant. Drink his water.
This Pollack guy, he has virtual autonomy. He stays over in his corner and looks and spies. And all he has to do is come over here and talk to Ion. We're an open house. Why make up a bullshit and not really know what you're doing so you can keep your grant money or whatever he's got and ignore the source? Everybody should be coming here.
Who are you talking about, Bob Pollack? Who is this?
He's the guy talking about H3O2. He's interviewed by Mercola, and Reverend Eagle sent me this stuff yesterday.
He's the guy who wrote the book calling it the fourth phase of water. That was some of the stuff I was reading.
Oh, structured water, Gerald Pollack. Okay.
It's Rev Eagle on the line listening.
Okay, Rev Eagle, you bring up your questions about it.
Hey, Rev Eagle.
The reason that I sent, when we can change water, we can change the world, was because they talked about water going through pipes and being tortured by it and all that kind of stuff. And I finally got what Eagle was telling me, not to drink water that's gone through pipes. I finally got it when I watched that video.
Yes.
So that's why I sent it.
Okay. And that's good, but that's not the reason why. That has to do if you're playing, in magic, just like a mercury dime, how it'll absorb a heavy metal of mercury and absorb it. The same way with water that's going through a pipe, it changes its potential, we call it viscosity. But that has nothing to do with this near H3O2 business now.
I sent this to Bob because I finally really got to kind of know what you were saying.
Yeah.
Not fully.
No, you did. You did. You get it because it put you, it drew it. Now, look at here. This is the cloud. This is an example of how the cloud's going to start working now. We have a little conversation. We have a little chat. And the next thing you know, the little Googler, that Googler is just full of everything. It's got everything. Well, it resorts and recycles things, so it's at the top of the list. So anything that's a hot topic that we want to move into, next thing you know, everybody sends it to Bob. Oh, this is going on. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, this is up. And it brings it into a hot topic that becomes a hot topic that we can talk about. How in the name of a sovereign God would we get you all to Googling and looking up sodium sulfite? For Pete's sake, we're good, y'all. We are good, but we ain't that good. Who gives a flipping crip about sodium sulfite? But it's very key. We say it, but if we just come out with it, it don't matter. There's no allure to it. So we can use the cloud, which is, this is a side topic, it's a sidebar, but it applies to what we're talking about right here. It moves you all into focus where you can say, oh, this isn't that, so what is it? Oh, I am said it's not this. Okay, so it is this. Okay, now you start deciding. And what you find out real quick that it's none of those things, what you come to find out is that the way you gauge pH is not correct. The way you gauge the potential for hydrogen is inaccurate. Now we have a new crucible. We have a new variable. Now do you understand that you can change the tannins in wine and turn them into water? Oh, wait a minute. Yes, he done that. Oh, wait. No, he turned the water into wine, didn't he? So now you see that's what the story was about. We can come back now and say, hey, Yushki done that. Why can't we go on with this? They're trying to tell you something. That's what Bob said. We're trying to tell you something. Remember, Bob's got your forehead.
I'm not sure when Bob said Jeff Harvey and Pollock and so forth were way off course. I think you added to that, but I can't recall now what you were saying. But is H3O2... something that is there, or is it just imagination?
No, it's real.
Did you say Michael Spencer is promoting this stuff, or he's questioning these guys, or and supporting Ion, or is he supporting these other guys?
Well, you saw the comments on the three emails you sent me, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the one who's saying, you might want to check this out. It may be in the direction of living water. That's his comment.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. He was just saying possible.
Right. Okay, all right.
And he's not supporting this. He was sending it to me for me to question it, and I'm trying to do some healing, which I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Are you
not to talk about that around here. You can't.
Yeah.
You
no, it's topic. Okay. No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Let me rephrase.
Specifically, which area would you like bats with a bat?
I want to rephrase it, please. I'm already healed. I just think I'm sick.
Ooh, damn! That's even worse. You'll die of a disease that you conquered. I got over that, but it killed me.
Right.
I'm stone cold dead. I'm just waiting on a disease to come claim the body. Well,
so
let's get on with this then. What when you have a disease and you want some hep with your disease, you want to be more or hep to
H-E-L-P.
Hep, the hope in the original Elizabethan to hope or heck. It's to assist, to lend hand, to provide aid, which is not healing. Although Deb can tear up some sexual healing, her and Marvin Gaye, they can get it right. Just saying.
Do I hear you saying that H3O2 does exist, but it doesn't heal?
Nothing heals except you for the bat. So get rid of that part. Unless you're a blue tick hound. It works real good, Dean.
What about all the phenomenal healings of Lourdes and places like that? Isn't it because people really believe in it and then they heal themselves?
No, belief is just a thought you think in a long time. Belief is what got you fucked up and sick.
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree more.
So you're asking if that belief is what changed it to wellness? Well, it seems kind of a silly thing. You mean if I chop my finger off that I'm acknowledging that I have a finger?
Are you saying that I shouldn't take anything to heal my cancer on my forehead?
Ooh, how ridiculous. Okay, first of all, you can't heal it. You hadn't been able to so far. You can't heal it. Embrace it.
I've been loving it.
Embrace it.
I've been loving
it. Good. It's better than the present cells that you got right now because it's outlasting you. And you're still talking about it.
Right.
How about them smackers? It's pretty good. But you let it renew on this stuff and move on. Let's go. Or get a chainsaw. Get a chainsaw and cut it all out. That's the ticket. That's the thing to do. Now, if it hit bumps too close to the frontal lobe, you won't remember it. So it's a good day all the way around. What do you think?
Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a
Quit making such a to-do about it. Get some filthy water. We don't care. You decide what filthy water is and wash it in that filthy water and wash it in. Get you a good old mud hole of filthy water with water that's never run through a pipe.
He told you that, what he's telling you now, a month or two ago.
Yes, I know. Water that doesn't go through pipes. It comes from
but you didn't do it. Did you do it?
I hear the meat wagon. He's coming now. He's coming for you.
Did I do it? No, I couldn't find.
There you go. So we ain't changing our words. We're going right back. But each time, each level,
all right.
I'm going a little further.
I haven't yet found. I haven't yet found some water.
Some mud hole. You just need a mud hole.
Or go to an ocean.
Do you have a Google Alert?
Piss in your hand and wipe it on it.
Mud puddle.
You send it through yourself and you know exactly how dirty it is.
And what Rev Eagle does instead, he goes on the chip body, uses chip body, finds out new breakthroughs like Pollock and that, just to avoid. See, your chip body is running the show here. Turn that off and walk outside and find a mud hole. That's all you have to do to stop searching on the internet.
Or search on the internet and see if it can tell you where some filthy water is that ain't never run through no pipe. We got a Googler that will blow your mind. So just try it. It'll be great fun.
Well, I haven't been searching on the internet. Michael happened to send me this because he came across it.
Yeah, but you were on the internet to get the email, and you wrote me about it. You got distracted by his email.
The needle is stuck on the Victrola,
Fine.
Embrace your body. Do the things that you need to do to get over this part and move on, or either that or get out. Either way, it's better. No reason to drag yourself through this abyss and this limiting nothingness that is just absolutely running you all crazy. Go to another world where you don't have it, if that's what you must do. It's fine. But don't think for one second that we're going to powder puff your damn ass while you won't do what we told you to do. Oh, kiss it, baby. You ain't going to do that. Don't worry about it. It'll be over for you soon.
I ordered the Renew, and I've been putting it on. And you said to put it on for a week, and I would notice a large difference.
You would. Yeah. You should.
But next week you have to report your water hole, water, mud, whatever experience.
No, wait. Let's go. Let's go. Have you done this for the week?
What, the renew?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you notice any itchy? The itchy are more, I'd say, not necessarily sensitive, but more feeling around that area?
Well, it hurts all the time, and it's loosened the scab, and it hurt more.
Good. Because you know why? Because you understand that in order for it to heal, it's got to hurt.
And that's my belief, you're saying.
That's your experience. That is your experience. Because you're that powerful. See, we can be gruff and just be all ballsy and say all these crazy words. The point is, it's because you're so powerful, you can do it any way you want to. And have angels in heaven or devils in hell to make a licks bit of difference in it, but you.
Yeah, me and Reverend Eagle come from the same generation, and we went through depression and all that.
We're
hard
so sorry.
Work, and
we're so sorry.
Fingers down, right, Rev Eagle? So we got to get over
that. I'd buy that for a dollar.
We got to get over our pain that we went through when we were kids.
Gloom, despair, and agony.
Yeah. The 1930s. When were you born? Ego? 1935, I'd say. You were born about 1935.
Yeah, about that.
Excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee.
FDR, the socialist.
So that's
FDR.
Where the problem lies. Being born in
1935.
Yeah, and that rhymes.
Yeah. So then the fun part of this is now it loosens it up, opens it up. Good. Good. Now get you some filthy water and wash it and continue on with your renew and hang on. News at 11.
Now, just one last thing then about the renew.
Yeah.
You said put a drop on it. The thing is about 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches.
Then, first of all, shake it real good because you could actually use a few extra eye cells in there. Now, since you just ordered it, this is the newest generation. The stuff after 108 becomes much more prolific anyway. Now, y'all got it. Don't throw the other out. Use it good. But the new batch is 10,000 times more, got more, 10,000 times more kick in it. But it's all good.
You're saying the bottle
right.
I just got.
That's correct, because then they complain and it turned into thick. You can't even get it out. That's because it's well, we have to be careful. Our Bob will mute us because they can't be telling everything. He'll cut us off. Yeah, he'll cut us off like a bad habit. He'll put us on the relief, yo. Bob can do that. He can put you on the relief. So regardless, that's what they're even fussing about. Here, shake it up as best and all you can. Shake it. Roll it in your hand. Get it warmed up if you can. Then open it up and put your finger over it. Shake it. And get what'll go on your tip or your finger, which is more than a drop, but get what'll get on your finger and rub that on it. You don't have to scald it off. You don't have to cure it. Just rub it on there. And make sure you go around the outside part because that's where the issue is. The necrosis that you're fussing about with these, quote, mesothelioma-like cells that are clinging to the asbestos ends of this corruption, you let the renew eat that. So go in the middle and then work it way around, and then especially around the edges to the good skin to the bad.
So you're talking about probably three or four drops or more.
Just want to shake on your finger. You know, shake it on your finger. While it sticks to your finger, rub that around it. Don't make it be about the half a drop or a drop and a half or all that ridiculous. You don't have to be so precise, baby. We got this. We got this already. If we can just get rid of you, you're going to be fine. Because right now, the only problem in this equation is you. And then we're softening that. Because all of a sudden your days are not as tactile. All of a sudden all your days are not so yucky. All of a sudden you're thinking about this whole process and going, you know what? I am not to my former glory, but I certainly am glad to be kicking.
Well, you made one comment when we spoke last, and you said that I wanted attention about it, and I tell no one about it, and I don't want any attention. I examined that statement very carefully.
And yet we're still speaking about it, aren't we?
I don't know. Are you? I just thought I just did.
You are doing that all the time. What do you see when you look at the mirror? How do you
what
see
don't
yourself
you understand,
you
Reverend Eagle?
In the mirror?
I can't hear. Too many people are talking.
Yeah, we've been talking about you for the last 15 minutes.
And happily so. And see, that's the point. Is we're tickled. We like talking about you. It's great fun. But you can't turn around and convince us that, well, really, I'm a private person, and I don't like to talk about me. Okay, kid, honey, let it be about you. There's nothing wrong with you. Why can't it be about you? Who said? Do what you do, big boy. Get right.
Rev Eagle, yeah. What's interesting about your situation and what the things you've said and what I perceive about you and how these conversations progress and digress is that you're a very intuitive person. You know a lot. You have a knowing. Yet when you phone up here, you're saying, well, Ion, is it one drop or is it two drops? I don't understand. Is it one drop or two drops? You've kind of thrown away your own intuition and are coming here and asking us to tell you what to do. And I just don't get it. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's mind crap is what it is.
Whose mind?
Mine.
Mind crap.
That's what I'm hearing anyway.
I entered into this because I wanted to see what Ion thought about H302.
Do you know what we think about it?
Well, I heard Bob say that Jeff was full of crap and so was Pollock.
But that's not what we think about it.
Oh, what do you think about it?
We already told you, and that's why we're asking you. You wanted to know what we thought, what we said about it. What did we say about it?
Well,
a lot of crap. He said, say the I said.
What did you say again?
He says a lot of crap. Bullshit.
Who does?
Ion said that fucking Paul had Harvey fucking garbage scum.
Great.
And,
no
and
problem.
Be, deducted from Grantland.
Fine. That's good.
That didn't work on me. No, fine works on me.
I can't hear anything with everyone talking.
That's the point.
Welcome to our world. It's great.
Okay.
All we're saying is don't worry about what they're doing. Don't worry about what we said about them. We ask you what we said about H302, and we did say some words about it. Now, Jenny Bell, to you, darling.
The Renew cream that you have is the most powerful substance. I just got a call the other day from a guy who asked me if we had anything that could treat the prostate, and I told him about the Renew. And he laughed in the phone and said, oh, wait, what is that going to do? And I said, well, why don't you order some and find out? And he did, and he called me back 4 days later. And he's like, oh, my gosh, what's in this stuff? When these
really?
People send you these emails about this H3O and whatever, you should just be sending them information about Renew and tell them not to worry about what water's coming through their
pipe. Yeah, the search is over.
It's over. Tell them to get some freaking drops and take some Renew and quit paying attention to Mercola and turn into Carolyn's show on Monday night and get over themselves. I mean, Ion's put an end to all of it, and you already have the most powerful substance, and you've gotten incredible counsel from Carolyn. You've spent all kinds of time getting support from the Ionette. You have every single thing that you need, and you've got the frequency of the Renew cream, and that is more powerful than anything that this guy is talking about.
This guy being Jeff
Pollock and Jeff Harvey.
Any guy other than Ion.
Yeah,
Bob, Carolyn,
Kintner, Project Camelot, President Obama, you name them. None of them are up to speed. Not anymore. Our search is over. This is good news.
Michael introduced me to the RNA drops a year and a half ago. He introduced me to the Renew. He's been supporting me in taking the drops diligently.
But I'm saying, Rev Eagle, is for the year and a half that you've been taking the products, and if you would, as Ion said, drop your story about whatever you think you've got, it would be gone. Drop the story.
remember it. Forget to look in the mirror and remember it. Or put a
Forget remember. You know, Reverend Eagle, when I said I got your forehead, I didn't mean what was on your particular forehead. I've got everybody's forehead.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Bob, that goes to mental doodle number 297.
Well, I think it was kind of interesting that I called in to listen and wanted
you
to bring
up... Yeah, you became the hot spot.
No, what I'm saying is that I wanted to ask Ion about H302, and someone came in and asked it before I could say anything.
You might think you're going around in circles, which proves that you are in a spiral. If you were really in a circle, you would know it. That is a circle. Doing things over and over without knowing it. The instant you realize you're repeating things, going around and around, is the exact time you start being a spiral. Then it's just a matter of time, and you add this knowledge to your actions, and you stop the circle stuff. No matter how long it takes, the knowledge does create the spiral effect. So, rather than chide yourself for here I go again, realize that you do see that and work with yourself to get out quicker. Remember the last time this happened?
And
you eventually got out.
The RNA drops, Ion, caused this problem.
Hopefully.
What if it drops or whatever you took of our product? Reverend Eagle, that you've been on the price for a long while, that made this, it's just a toxicity? What is it, Carolyn?
It's so wonderful. Bob just said that RNA drops cause cancer.
Well, then Reverend's case, if he's got cancer, we don't know what he's got.
Reverend Stang must have been right. Bob, we should all move this show over to Alt Slack. What do y'all think?
No, Reverend Eagle, you could blame Ion or the drops and stuff, because this happened since you start taking stuff, right?
No.
Oh, you had it before.
I first got this in 94 in Connecticut.
Holy shit. Oh, since it's something, this is part of your being. It's like your astrological sign. This is something you like.
It cleared up three times, and now it's back for another visit.
Hey, it's like bad relatives.
So this is probably the last time, once you get the message here.
Okay, now Rev, we got some words for you here. This is recorded. It's already been recorded, so this is the abject version of the infused inference that we're going to make. If you look at these cells that make up this thing that keeps never really leaving, you recover, you remiss, but it never goes away. This is an example of what we call the perfect cell. If you could live with it and make your whole body this type of cell, you'd live forever. Because this cell is the one that the best you could do is go into remission. Or is that omission? We forget. Now, here's the magic. If it's that simple and that's that easy, that this simple cell, a simple cell that you can't get rid of, can't make go away, then if you could note that, then all of a sudden you realize that your body made of that would be perfect. So if we could convert that cell into something you could, quote, live with that was in a pain-free environment, might be a very different protocol, mightn't it?
The eternity of cancer cells. Great.
Yay. That's good. Good, good, good. Now, we didn't say that. That's what the oncologist says.
I don't know what they say.
Well, okay, good. But
I don't use them.
That's good. That's probably what saved you so far. But now, like I say, don't be scared. We can take a go with a double-barrel butcher knife. It's no trouble. Whack that mess right off. If it troubles you, shave it off with a straight razor. There you go. If it's necessary, but you don't got to do all that. But you can if you want to.
Well, I can do anything I want to.
Y'all too.
No, good. That's not true, Reverend. Don't get that extreme. But you this return happened, what, 3 months ago, 6 months ago?
No, it happened in 94.
That's the beginning.
Okay, and then it took a year and a half. I healed it, and it totally cleared up with some folk medicine that I found, indigenous herbal medicine. And then I came out here to Santa Barbara from Connecticut, and a couple of years later, it started up again. And then I had stupidly had radiation treatment at the local hospital.
Oh, that's good. We like that.
That was okay. Good. That helped you.
And it totally cleared it up, and then it came back, and I've been using cannabis and MMS and.
Oh, that's you. You just like smoking up. That's your reason.
You can smoke up without all that shit. You be a stoner. Get you some good Lebanese hash and tear it up.
This is cannabis oil.
There you go. Don't smoke the oil. That's how ridiculous it is to smoke the oil. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't smoke it. I put it on my head.
Well, you see, you don't smoke marijuana anyway. Marijuana smokes you. So get right.
I didn't smoke it. I smeared the stuff, the black stuff, Rick Simpson oil on my head.
How long have you been doing this now? 2 years, 6 months?
I did that for about 9 months, and it didn't work, so I tried MMS, which worked better.
That's goat medicine.
Your second time? That's the second time.
No, this is the third time, which is basically now, over the last year and a half.
We talked to you for a year, and you didn't. My image of you was inaccurate. I did not know you had a lump on your head. I did not image you that way. Now I have a clear image of you.
But you have a really good place to know where to apply the bat if healing does become imminent.
I'd like to know one last thing, all right?
The last thing you'll ever know. Here you go.
This is a question for Ion. What kind of wood should I select for the bat?
Oh, ash. No question.
Ash.
But by lightning first, like a tree, an ash tree that's been struck by lightning.
That would be 45.
Has Augie's mother got anything to say?
I just got home from speaking at a really, really good friend's funeral, and I told his girlfriend that I'd call you and see where he was. His name is Jim Ion.
He's right here in this world. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's right here. He hadn't moved a twitch.
So he was there with us today?
Yes, absolutely.
And is he going to hang around here for a while, or what's...
Until it gets solved, what happens to his nine iron?
He was a pretty crazy good friend. He and I started a homeless shelter a while back, and he was a very unusual man. And the reason we started the homeless shelter was because of a very good friend of ours called J.W. And I was wondering where our J.W. is.
Colorado.
Can I contact him?
He's right here.
We already answered you.
He's right here, but not in the physical.
That's relative, isn't it? Are you in the physical?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Partly.
What bias would you use to prove it?
Well, I have really noticed things have been very different lately. Very more depth perception. Things
okay,
are
okay, good. Stop. Do you have a deck of cards?
Not with me.
Get a deck of cards. They don't have every this second, but get a deck of cards, and you shuffle them the way you want them shuffled. We don't care what that means. Stir them up, mix them up, blah, blah, blah. Then you can take and pick the deck up at any point and pick up. It's like turning up the card. See, it's like pick up half the deck or a third of the deck or two cards or all the cards or what's on bottom or what's on top. Look at those cards. When you turn it up, in any direction you go, that's how many steps away he'll be from you. If it's an ace, he's instant. He's in your face. If it's the other face cards, he's further away. If it's a nine, he's nine steps away.
So shall I just start talking to him?
Yes, you can iron it out.
So we have more to iron out, he and I.
Do. You act surprised, but you know this already.
Good. I really
did this in a completely public forum. How clever of us.
the depth perception I'm seeing and everything looking more lush and everything. It's almost like I'm not in the same world myself.
That's great. See, that's the bias. See, you're saying, well, I'm alive, really? We
okay.
can't tell.
Okay.
Alive folks don't act that way, so we're surprised. But it's okay, darling. You have to gauge it based on where you're from, not where you are. You know yourself by where you're going, not from where you've been. Tales from the Crypt.
I have this beautiful 60 acres here, and I'm wanting to attract people here. Can you give me any advice on that?
Set off a nuclear bomb. They'll come in droves. Libya has some extra there on sale.
Yeah, well, because there is just a potential to create here unlimited, and I feel the need at this point to get more people here, and I'm not just interested in any old people. I would like kind of Dobbstown kind of people.
Then build a wall. Build a great big wall around it and put big signs say, under penalty of death, do not walk by this wall. Make it be like Goshen, like the walls of Jericho. Make it where it's an impenetrable force, and they'll blow it up to get to it, darling. Make it a landfill. A lot of people will come to that. Some people come there to shop.
Gosh, I've always wanted to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, that'd do it. That'd do it. That'll give you zoning for that.
That's been a dream of mine ever since I watched Stanford and Sons.
I'm coming to meet you, Elizabeth. It's the big one.
Hey, Leslie, talk to Frank Zappa.
Okay. Gee, I just loved Pauline's book and interested in your comment at the end about Gail and how it was okay for you to go out and have affairs, but not her, because that way you figured she would stay with you, and that's very cool. A lot of people didn't like that, but I got that. Is that how you felt about it? Did you not want her to go out and have other lovers so she would stay with you because you really wanted your relationship to stay put, to last?
I don't like seconds.
Why, you fucking asshole, Frank, did you think that you could have affairs with everybody and Gail couldn't?
Because I'm more special.
Why did you think you were more special than other people?
Give me your dirty love like you might surrender to some dragon in your dream. Give me your dirty love like a pink donation.
That's a song called Dirty Love. He's quoting that.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he was more special, so I kind of agree with him.
I'm reading Califia's conversation on the chat line. Is Califia on the line? Why did you speak up?
How are you? I love you guys all. You guys must know that.
Califia, everybody's been asking about you and waiting to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, it's wonderful hearing all of you. Believe me, I have been, with people who don't have your type of knowledge, and I have desire to speak with all of you and be in that circle again. So you guys are just wonderful. You guys are just wonderful.
You know that I want you. You know that I need you. I want it bad. Your bad romance. I want your love. I want your revenge. You tell me you could write a bad romance. I want your love, all your lovers' revenge. You and me could write a bad romance.
Oh,
in a bad romance. In a bad romance. I want your horror. I want your design. Because you're a criminal as long as you're mine. I want your love.
I want it.
Your psycho. I want your vertical stick. Watch you in my rear window. Baby, you're sick. I want your love, love, love. I want your love. You know that I want you because I'm a free bitch, baby. And you know that I need you. I want it bad, bad romance. I want your love. You and me could write a bad romance.
I am the original Lady Gaga.
Yes, darling, and all is well, eh?
Oh, I missed you, Ion. I missed you.
Wow, we We've been there every step of the way, honey. Real Estate 101. We've been with you.
I know you're with us.
Well, actually, he's with us because he didn't gave us knowledge to basically summon. Okay, this is an ion situation. Let me think about what he would say, and let me take myself in there. Let me go in that zone. And once I go there, I'm good.
It's just that easy. It really is just that easy.
And I haven't spoke with them all this time. And
except for that night when you was in the car. Don't start that. He's in the car. You did that night, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting that. That's right. Nope. Yeah, not counting that one. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, then that was that other time.
You know what?
Yeah,
I did summon you. Yes, you did. Yes, you sure.
Yes,
did.
Yes, we know.
Okay.
Yes, we know. We know.
And
don't lead the sheep astray.
Yes, I have summoned Zion. I got to say I summoned him. In a situation,
yeah.
You know what I'm dealing with. I ain't got to tell you. And then I went there last night. I went to that same situation, and I summoned my angels, and I had a talk with me and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I felt the shift in myself. I said, you know what? And I was also listening to you guys.
It's like a check valve. It's like a
yeah,
check valve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. It was disappointing, but I had to go into my ion sessions and listen to Bob and Carol, and you have your conversations. And once I rebooted, I'm on and popping now. I'm going to resolve the situation quick, fast, and hurry.
But it's easy, but you caused it, and you doing it, so you get to straighten it the way you want it. You just
exactly.
Suggesting. That's all.
Going to my power, using my power the way that I deem necessary. And fit for
that's
me.
Right. We wouldn't have it any other way.
But you most definitely was in the car with me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's
okay.
Fun. It's fun.
You know what? I was listening to your rant. I think
yeah.
First rant about the technology. I had Henry listening, and he got irritated with Bob laughing all the time. I said, well, you got to ignore Bob and listen to what he's saying. And he's basically showing us how foolish we are. We got this thing going and emails and with texting, and it was crazy, but it is so
are you talking
real.
About 3 or 4 years ago or today?
Yeah, that rant, that 3 or 4 year, because you have it on Ion's website, one of those his rants, and he went into it, and I just, you know, I missed
it. Is that,
that
the one where left, right, the one that we were laughing so hard all the way
yeah,
through it? And
you was
yeah,
laughing
Henry didn't
the
like
whole
that.
Way through. Henry get irritated with you, and he told me to tell you, everybody is a racist, including you, Bob.
Well, I at least admit it. Everybody else is fucking hiding from it. I'm a black person, and I hate white people. And I keep that fucking out there. I let every white person, nobody gets to talk to me here in the compound. I ignore every white fucking person here. I only talk to the black janitors, the black slaves. I only talk to the black slaves here.
He's still running. He was born a poor black child anyway.
I was born a poor black child at a white oligarch's in Paris, you know, with Illuminati. It was tough being a black kid among those people.
He was the original blackamoor.
I know this is probably a program about black men, but they've been known to have very large penises and very long ones.
That's the biggest fucking bullshit I ever heard. I'm a black person, and I've never seen any black guy with a big penis. They have tiny penises. My brothers, that's embarrassing.
Well, I worked in the trauma room in Cincinnati, Ohio, years ago. This guy comes in with a trauma, and he's pretty much comatose. I think he was in a motorcycle wreck. It was a very, 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 it was a county hospital, so tons and tons of people all the time. And there was a black guy that came in, and he was laying on the stretcher, and I was on the other side of the trauma room, and all the nursing staff, they were buzzing, you got to go see this guy's dick. It is the longest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, God. Of course, you know, I had to go and take a look.
Of course you got to go and see.
Yeah. And sure enough, this guy's penis laid over his leg, down the leg. It went to the stretcher and dangled off the stretcher.
We didn't know if it was a good old big one or a big old good one.
No black people have those big of those dicks. white guys have way bigger dicks than black guys, and that's a fucking fact. And I'm a black person. I work with white people. I've seen it. This is like a nonsense.
And Bob, and what about you?
I'm one of the few black people with a big dick. Yeah, that's I'm an oddball. I am not liked by my brothers. They don't like me.
And then at the end of the day, they ask us what we bet it, and we say, well, honey, it's like this. It ain't how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm.
Exactly.
Well, Alan has said that many times. Whenever the topic comes up, he falls back on that slogan, that aphorism. We're looking for
new material. No, we're not. We're trying to master the first time.
You are trying to master it.
No, you are trying to master it.
See, now there's a big argument right there, Khalifa. I will not take the bite. You guys can have the argument with Ion, but I'm not taking it.
I'm not going to argue with Ion. I'll argue with you.
Yeah, we're gods. We don't argue with little children like Ion. You know, they're not reasonable. They're not rational.
You've got to get the new Yo Gotti. Everything is Yo Gotti now, honey. Girlfriend, let me tell you what, it's something else. It's too much.
Ion, explain Lynn's not breathing. How does that happen?
We told her she don't breathe, and she don't breathe, so it's okay.
Hello.
Okay, here's Yo Gotti.
Started from the ground, build it to the sky now. Watch it fall down, how you gon' survive now? Yeah, it's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
Yeah, no love in the nigga. If I could paint a picture, I'd show an image of a dog Eddie. Yeah, raw Eddie. Poppin' painkillers, ran for the clown, four dogs with them pills, and that your boy killed him. So crack to his muscle, turned his back on his brothers, killed his partner for the plug. He think everything a hustle, cold motherfucker. Homes know I'm black hard, no feelings, just a gun. Well, raised in the trenches, not to mention all the homes they had dissed them. So homes think the whole world against them. Play ball, coach bitched them, grandpa playing instrument. He was raised in Mississippi, but he moved up to Memphis. Kind of hard to adapt. So home turned to scrap, just to see trap rap. Couldn't fight, got slapped, shot knife, threw crap, did plan, back out, dang.
And from the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gon' survive now? It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. Started from the ground, built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gon' survive now?
Yeah,
it's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
No love.
Oh, Gotti, let me paint a picture for these niggas. Here's a voice for the voiceless. My words like multiple choice to the choices. Emerge like a searchlight in the darkness for this young black carcass. My niggas either join the armed forces or they corpses now. And God we trust, but it's bucks that we worship now. Boy, that root of evil gon' forever rule the people. See, I seen just what that fast money gon' come and do to people. Hit a lick, it was a hit. He said, let's go and do the sequel. But it's nigga wasn't about it, nigga wasn't about it now. Feeling guilty, what would mama think about me? Told him, think about it, nigga, won't you think about it now? But he was money hungry, plus he trigger happy. So they hopped up in the caddy, burned his pack just like a stadium. 30 minutes later, blood is leaking at the ATM. Mama in denial like her baby boy on trial for a murder that he ain't commit. Tears soak the handkerchief.
And from the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now?
How you gonna survive now?
It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. Started from the ground, built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down. How you gonna survive now? Yeah, it's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga.
Real
got it.
Lights off, no candles, roaches all around the kitchen. Nigga hungry, mama buried, so she don't want us to mention it. Grandma wanna help, but mama ego kicking in. She a hustler, she don't need no help raising her kids. Bills can't got a big to stay strong. Square business, she ain't never show weakness. Real shit, they created the hunger. And they made the monster, got the game from my mama. That's some ill shit.
13 on the block, he was a lookout. In the kitchen on the stove, like it's a cookout. Young nigga mouth to the game, could put a book out. Right when he thought it was over, he got took out. Brain leaking, nigga sneaked him, he didn't even see it coming. He'll hit him, he won't focus, so he died over nothing. No revenge with his friends, shooting dice, bet again. Win or lose, take it all, took out by his own men. From the ground, he built it to the sky now. Watch it fall down, how you gonna survive now? It's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the neck. Started from the ground, built it to the sky. Now watch it fall down. How you gon' survive now? Yes, there's cold blood in the nigga. The streets left no love in the nigga. They say the good die young, that's the truth. My nigga floating up in heaven now, and that's the proof. I ain't make it to the funeral, but homie, rest in peace. If this world get too cold, I hope one day you rescue me. Nigga, maybe we could fly someday. Oh, we could fly someday. Yeah, up in the sky someday. The real niggas get to heaven, that's the shit I asked the reverend. Say the good die young, that's the truth. My nigga floating up in heaven now, that's the proof. I ain't make it to the funeral, but homie, rest in peace. If this world get too cold, I hope one day you rescue me. Nigga, maybe we can fly someday. Oh, we can fly someday. Yeah, up in the sky someday. Real niggas get to heaven, that's the shit I asked the reverend.
No, you're right, Ian. That's excellent music.
Yay! Yeah. Yo, Gotti.
Yeah, he's retrieving 60s, 70s great black music in there with the stupid rant. He puts the two
it's
together.
Called rap.
He has to do the rant.
It's called rap. It's called rap. Rip rap.
No, I call it rant. I'm black. We the black people call it rant. The white people call it rap. So you guys see everything backwards.
So you know what we say now to him now, Khaleesi?
Right.
We say, what's up, my nigga? Right, Bob?
Where's Henry? Where's Henry? Let's have him come in and talk to Ion.
Henry would have got no attitude. You said, I'm trying to get rid of this motherfucker. He just around me all the time. I thought, oh, Lord, if I can hear this, oh, God. And then I don't make it no better. Yeah, Khaleesia was saying, I got this motherfucker around me all the time. You know what?
And Henry is nowhere right now. He is not in the vicinity.
He is nowhere in the vicinity. He is not
okay.
Here.
Because he knows. He knows you'll be with us, or
no,
he's not around.
I'm working on my project. Ion already spoke on it. He says I'm gonna handle
okay.
it. And I know I'm gonna handle
right.
it. But you guys give me comfort when I'm working. So I was listening to your tape and keeping my mind the way it's supposed
yeah.
to be, walking in my
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
So
Lynn's pretty impressive, Khaleesia, physically, her running around up the hills and down and not breathing and 20 miles a day, and she wonders what it all means now, and she's looking for a new challenge.
I don't think I wonder. I know now.
Actually, that's normal when you start interacting with non-physical and Bob
yeah.
and Carolyn, because Carolyn's still saying, oh, I'm writing books. And I don't know what's going on, and they get done, and it got to be another Carolyn doing this, because I can't
yeah.
be doing all this work at one time, so that's normal when you start hanging out with this crowd.
That's why you're not breathing. You're not running, Lynn. It's some other Lynn that's running up the hill.
Well, I'll tell you, there are five guys that come right at me today running on the trail, and they kind of, their heads just turned. I thought, oh, whatever.
I've been watching Fringe. I guess I was watching Astrid, and she finally met her double. And Bob had mentioned, I guess, in another series that he was going to meet his double, and Carolyn was going to walk off and leave him for the double. Is that going to be an experience for all of us eventually? Will we be able to meet our doubles? The way that you explained it, there's billions or zillions of us.
Now, wait a minute. Now, go back. Do you remember Philip Boyles? Philip
yeah.
Boyles? And you keep catching him, and you keep looking, you see it, and you see that it's Philip, but then it's a different Philip. And
mm-hmm.
then he bumps in and looking, but now Nina doesn't seem to change. Now
right.
she does, but she's aware in every environment. in every environment. She always got it. She's always plugged back in the belly, no matter right. which world is being represented. Now, sometimes she doesn't interfere. Sometimes she can't interfere. But that really has nothing to do with her not being aware of what is. Now, look here, you got Broyles comes around. Sometimes he don't have a clue. And he'll go from world to world and don't have a clue. Some people are in tune no matter which world they're in, and some of them don't have a clue in every world. So the experience is laid out very clear. Now, then you have the splits. You have the splits. And the Walters running around here trying to figure it all out, and he ain't doing it. So then you got the redheaded Olivia. Mm-hmm. Then you got the other Dunham, what I call the Dunham sisters is what I call them, because mm-hmm. you got the good cop, bad cop, hot one, bad one, over, under, you know, rabbit in a stump thing. But the whole point is the bishops never make the connection. They know they're both. Walter knows, but he figures he's crazy. He don't figure everything he knows is not. If you notice, Walter recognizes all of the Olivias, but can never make the connection with Peter, which is what the whole thing is about. Then you have a whole other conversation. It's like, great, plug a Nina Sharp in it. Nina has to apply.
Did they ever show doubles of Nina?
Yes.
She had a evil Nina and the regular Nina.
One would show her bionic arm and the other one would not.
You're saying she doesn't make a big deal out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nina was the last one to be killed before the big resolution could happen. Because it began with her. I used to tell us way back there that Nina was the one who was holding all together or something. Nina was the beginning when she had her affair with Belly.
Yes.
She and Belly started it off.
Remember Black Blotter, season 5? That was hot.
She also had an affair with Walter, didn't she?
Yes. Everybody said we'll use sooner or later, Bob. You know that.
Yeah, man, I get a lot back in those days.
Yeah.
Back in the lab.
Khalifa Bob takes them pitching and catching. He don't bother him.
Hey, it doesn't matter what it is, dog, cat, lion, rattlesnakes.
Yeah,
no
rattlesnakes.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. He's had several illicit affairs with some rattlesnakes. Yeah.
And you know what, Khalifa? I still
black
haven't
hatters.
Come yet. I have never come. I had a half a come once. That's as far as I would let it go, but I've never come.
You had a half a come not to come. Yep.
Bob, you got to do the whole come.
No, I'm saving it for the worthy person. You know, Carol's on the short list, but, you know, there's potential people.
I'm
holding over 1,000 years.
Dr. Dean had him going to bed. Are y'all sure y'all want to proceed?
Oh, she's here, but she's not the same anymore. She's quite purient and raunchy, and she listens to the show in the nude like half of the INets.
Yeah, of course, it's good. Now, you know, when they get back from clubbing a little bit, they get strapped buck naked and just a little bit creepy. Girlfriend, you ain't never seen the lights goes on around yet. We tear
yeah,
it up
Khalifa,
on the weekend.
You remember Jermaine? Remember our fashion correspondent, Jermaine?
Yes.
She has a top basketball boyfriend now, basketball player, and he's now trying to do some other things. So they come in every other week, and Jack, Jermaine's boyfriend, she's finally met the lover of her life, he has to take his clothes off before I will talk to him every session, yep.
It's something to behold. You guys have
to. Jermaine has to get all her sisters out of the room. They have to go into the other room. So
they don't even leave no more.
They say they're leaving to be polite. That's right. But I could see that they're not leaving.
Yeah, we do a detailed forensics for sure.
Well, I know you're participating, but you probably need to just show up and just, you know.
Girl, let me tell you what, man. It's all the bubble gum you can chew.
Oh, man, I miss this.
That's right.
I think the best part of this whole show anymore is about Keith, Kiki, and Sarah.
Gigi, yeah, they love and hate
Gigi.
He's ready to kill
himself. Oh, man,
we tried to help
him.
He's
ready to kill himself.
He just won't take. We pushed him off the bridge and he bounced. We dragged him back up. When he wants to kill himself, he can't. And when he don't want us to kill himself, we want to kill him. And it's just back and forth. We've done everything a rabbit can do to a stump with that child. You have never seen that.
Believe me, he is nuts.
Crying, moaning, taking on like a wild man. He's, oh, it's over, and oh, no, 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 no. Khaleesi, you know what we told him? He got to crying, and he wouldn't come on, so we goaded him. And then he'd come on the chat line. He was going to play us. Khaleesi, he's going to play us for the pool. You know what we told him? We yeah. told him. We said, honey, child, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Don't be good. Cry me a river. Let's go. Get on with it. And we've been enjoying our fireside chat, too. They've been very pleasant. Dr. Dean's the only one that can get us off, that's for sure. Khaleesi, there has been some shifts now. This is a little bit interesting. We'll catch you up. Here's what happened. We presented Ascension, and some embraced it, and some figured it out. Some are still calculating, but that's okay. You know, Bob's going to stay with you till you buy or die. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Then what happened is, for a moment, they stopped or rebelled within themselves, the human creators. When that happened, we moved with the cloud. Back in the day, when we said the cloud of glory is moving, and you're the only one on the planet that would remember all those days. Well, Bob does, but that's just because he re-listened to it yesterday. But the cloud of glory is moving to move with the cloud. Well, we before in those days, there wasn't a cloud. So we have created a cloud. Okay. And what the cloud does is it stores all the information. Well, the more the human creators did not ascend or come into their place of power, you know, just like anything else, we filled that void. Before, back in the days, we couldn't create. Well, honey, now we're capable of anything and everything. We are capable of everything. We have no limitation now. The same reason the power went into the Ark of the Covenant because the human creators wouldn't use it. Now we have that in the cloud.
Wow.
And girl, friend, you talk about toe up from the floor up. It's too much fun because now when something bumps into us, we can just crush it.
It seems like, or what I've noticed, your influence is on the TV shows and the movies. And I said, you know what, this sounds like, even in psychology classes, I said, you know, some of these concepts I never heard and saw spoke to Ion, and now they're using it in psychology.
I believe. The show Believe. We did great ones with that. It's fabulous. Now, see, here's what happens. Just like this ridiculous water bullshit that they're talking about tonight, we stir the search engine so that it becomes the point. Then they accuse us of plagiarizing Wikipedia. Now, we don't quite sure how you could do that. But it comes down to the point, darling, what we had to do, we were having to go in and change the damn Wikipedia so they could look it up to believe what we was telling them then. You can believe that.
Yeah.
He had to prove the point of where it was shifted and changed. And they turned it, it was some mosque somewhere in the middle of the Philippines with this tribe of about six people that were in this mosque that was actually presented this update from Wikipedia on some formulas. It's the funniest thing ever, 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 but they had to prove it. So if you're going to the task at the cloud, we run the cloud now. So humans don't have to think. Well, we say it's not a thinking man's game. We said that all along. Now you don't think. You just ask Siri, but she thinks, and she'll tell you what you need to know. And that knowing trumps other knowing. You going to argue with the Googler? I don't think so. Then what happens is you can it softens it. So no more free poker now. What's happened is we soothed and petted and prodded and all that kind of stuff. That all of a sudden, honey, it's turned into Dark Horse now.
Let me give an update from Kiggy. So he writes to me on the 20th. June 6th, I felt utter despair, but June 20th, I felt a glimmer of hope. Somewhere there is a light at the end of the tunnel. The story is not over just yet. That was June 20th. And then he writes to me 2 days ago, and he says, today was the complete opposite of June 20th. There was hope in the early part of Friday, but today, because of the mistake I made on Saturday, he means last Saturday when he posted all that stuff. Okay. I am a complete failure. I now have understood the message that Sarah has no love for me and that she fears me, and it is quite sad. Today is the day I give up. This is 2 days ago. I was a dark soul, Bob, but today I was just trying to convey a message.
I am not the same person anymore. It is ironic to find judgment after my repentance. Unfortunately, I signed into a lease. He's still in Piqua, Ohio, and he wants to leave, but he can't. He hasn't enough money to move out, but he signed a lease. I signed into a lease today, and I can't break that lease without suffering financial consequences. I am stuck here in Piqua. That's where Sarah was. But when the lease is gone, I will run away as far as I can. This is the most painful experience of my life, and now I can't look back. So that's 2 days ago. So then I get an update from Sarah. She points out that on his blog, June 23rd, so last Monday, he writes, Jeffrey Wallace Edwards is in jail, and the motherfucker better shut the fuck up before I get my Estonian friends to ice that bitch. He's saying that the 23rd, but we're hearing on the 26th. I already read the 26th where he's depressed and he's stuck in Piqua with his lease. So a couple days before that, he's threatening J.W. He says, J.W. is raised with too much money to think he knows it all. At least Bob has a healthy fear of me. That man worked in intelligence, referring to me. You are just a faggot. Now, J.W. is just a faggot con man who got caught and yaps his mouth to lonely, gullible, middle-aged, idiotic, new-age women. He's talking about you, Calithia. I am the faggot con man who got caught and yaps his mouth to lonely, gullible, middle-aged, idiotic, new-age women. Everything that comes out of Ian's mouth is faggoty, feminist garbage. Telling me every death is a suicide. Well, bitch, your suicide's coming soon, Ion.
Oh,
and then
my
he states
goodness.
That JW does not know this is happening. We're telling Ion that we're bypassing JW. I don't know if JW will download it in a couple of days or weeks, and I wouldn't want to be in Keith's shoes, but that's the latest communique personally from Kiki.
Yay. I knew you were. You were going to come to me, and here you are, but you better choose carefully. Because I'm capable of anything, and everything. Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. But don't make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy. So, you want to play with magic? Boy, you better know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for a perfect storm? Because once you're mine, then it's where Bob, what do you say now? There's no going back.
No.
Yeah. Mark my words, this love will make you levitate like a bird without a cage, down to earth. If you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no. No, maybe. So be sure, just before you give it all to me, give it all to me. So, you want to play with magic? Boy, you better know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
So, Calithia, we have to put up with Ion saying that every week over the past 3 weeks or so. Here's the situation. We've got so many enemies coming at us. It is like April 28th, 1945. We're in the Hitler's bunker. We're going to off ourselves on April 30th. That's about when Hitler did it or something. So you've come into a very negative zone. We are a bunch of paranoid cult here, and everybody's coming at us, and all we get from Iron is him telling everybody he's going to fuck them up good. This is what it's come to without your presence, without your guidance, Calithia. Over the last few years, we've turned into this paranoid bunch of junkies.
I know that. You don't even have to say a word, and you can get rid of people.
That Cleavy did personally experience that.
I don't know if people really, really know what they're dealing with when they...
They don't. See, and that's
really
okay. It's okay. Would you like to know what Juicy J has to say about it? She's a beast. I call her Karma.
Mm-hmm.
She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shorty's heart is on steroids because her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she'll turn as cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with the knight in shining armor she can be my sleeping beauty, I'm going to put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shorty's so bad, I'm sprung, and I don't care. She ride me like a roller coaster, turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama is so dope, I messed around and got addicted. Yeah, so you want to play with magic? You better know what you're falling for.
Mm.
And it goes back to the perfect storm, because guess what? Here's where Bob said, there is no going back.
So you guys got enemies like this coming at you?
No, they don't come at us. They come at themselves, but they bark in, and then they want to make it a point, and then they make the point the point. They love us, and then they hate us, and then they hate us, and they love to hate us, and then they hate to love us, and then they can't live without us, and they can't live with us, and they don't want to live without us because they love us, and they don't know they hate us because they hated to love us. But they thought they loved us, but then when they found out that they really loved us,
the whole human
existence, then it was over. Yeah, then they realized that it's not an emotion, and once they realized it's not emotion, all their shit didn't mean anything. So it was like, oh, it was a force field, and you were entwined in it, but it really didn't make any difference what you thought. About thought, overthinking thought that you thunk. It really didn't have anything to do with anything. It was
had nothing to do with nothing. Exactly.
It had nothing from nothing. Naught from naught is naught. So, and so at the end of the day, it comes right back to very simply, very easily, come into your place of power. That hasn't changed. Khaleesi remembers back the days. That's all we said. We would pet and rub and coddle and soothe and wipe them tears that flowed like a river. We don't do that no more, honey.